Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And good morning. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Saturday, the 21st of December. 18 degrees, heading for a top of 20. Tass is my co-host today. Paul is on panel. Fiona is on social media. Gordon is on podcast. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Have you had a good week?
I have had a pretty good week, yeah. Look, like most people, the heat is very, very destructive to getting things done. Simply going out in it, just makes everything harder. You know, people's tempers are frayed. Public transport is full. You know, parking spaces are as full. People are running around in the shops like it's, you know, the day after a nuclear blast.
Well, it felt like it, Macca. I mean,
it did, actually.
At 9 p.m. last night, I mean, I remember walking outside the front door of my house and I thought, it's like walking into a furnace.
Yes, it was. And, you know, this is, unfortunately, the new normal. We're going to have to endure this for some time, for many years to come.
And now, of course, is not the right time to talk about climate change, Macca.
Apparently not. Apparently not. So there you go.
There you go. So what was your highlight, Macca, apart from combating the heat during the week?
Look, I had a bit of a win with an online shopping issue.
Oh.
A nice surprise, something that I'd bought that didn't work and I fully expected it, you know, it would be a bit of cyber war.
So you got your money back?
I got my money back and, in fact, they replaced the item and refunded the cost.
Oh, that's good.
So that was a pleasant surprise. Mm. You know, it's always a surprise when you get good customer service.
Mm, mm. That's amazing.
And it wasn't a small purchase. Mm. It was a reasonably expensive one. So I was quite pleased about that.
You love your online shopping, don't you?
I like a bit of online. I like click and collect.
What's that?
Well, you order it and then you pick it up.
Oh, I see.
As opposed to...
So you don't have to go around, you know, shopping through the aisles. You just sort of... It's waiting there for you.
You front
in a box.
Up and even, you know, the supermarkets now, some of them, you know, they have a click and collect. It's not because, you know, I'm home a lot of the time. It's not that I don't like getting parcels. It's just that Australia Post is about as reliable as the rain in northern New South Wales. So, yeah. I love when Australia Post sends you a message, it's on its way, and then after a few days, oh, it's delayed.
I get lots of those, Macca, and I think they're mostly scams because I haven't organised a parcel.
Haven't you?
Mm.
Mm.
I do get parcels, but I have everything delivered to my postal address.
Yeah, but some of the online merchants actually specifically say they don't deliver to PO boxes, which I don't know why, because they're using Australia Post.
And they drop it off at the post office if you're not home anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any difference.
And then you choose a parcel lock,
yeah,
and they say they're all full and you've got to go to the post office.
Very, very odd. Very odd. Well, I think, Macca, you know, the year's almost at an end, actually.
It is. It's been a big year. Saturday Magazine, I think we will probably finish the year with about 80,000 downloads, thereabouts.
There you go.
Yeah. Chadston was very busy yesterday from a listener. What would you want for Christmas for the GLBTI community and for Joy? Well, for the GLBTI community, I'd like the religious discrimination bill to actually be inclusive and not discriminate against us. Everyone deserves to be treated equally and fair, and I know that's a very hard thing to balance, but equal means equal. Spell it, look it up, that's what it means. And for Joy, I'd like all our members to think about Joy and the place we have in the community and the role we play, and think about in the new year as we come up to Radiothon, but also think about joining Joy or donating to Joy, because we're not out of the woods yet. We do need money. We always need money. We're working hard, you know, to get the station back on a sustainable footing. So that's what I'd like for Joy.
And Macca,
and Brian Houston's son, Joel, it says here, is a very successful Christian rock star in the USA. Oh, well, there you go. When is it a good time to talk about climate change? Should we wait until...
Now, that's from Daryl with the one R.
Should we wait until it's too late? Well, I think it is too late.
Mm. Well, no, I don't actually think it is too late, Macca. If we don't talk about this, it will get worse and we won't have a world to live in.
Yeah.
So we do need to talk about it. We actually need to act on it.
Yeah, we do.
So, Macca, I've had a great week. I'm looking forward to a little bit of a holiday myself. I will be here next week. I actually have some more work to do next week, but once that's out of the way, I can sign off and have a couple of weeks off, which will be very nice.
And just so people know, the 4th of January, Saturday Magazine will be a reprise edition, which will be the top 5 podcasts downloaded by folk around the world, Saturday Magazine podcasts for 2019. The 11th of January... Saturday Magazine, We're Not Here. There's an outside broadcast happening at a conference. What's the conference called again? Together. What was it?
Better Together.
That's right. So we've actually got 2 weeks off, which is fantastic. Looking forward to that. Yeah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.